Check 1, 2. This is Mr. Nobody. Podcast number 7.
It's too late to be polite.
What is a good person? It begs a question. What is a bad person? It begs another question. Is there such a thing as a good person or a bad person? Or are we just mixtures? You know, some good, some bad. Is it also possible that those terms need to be unpacked a little bit? What is good? What is bad? They sound so binary when you put them that way. But I've been thinking about this a lot. Because I often hear, he wasn't a bad person. Or, she was such a good person. Sometimes you do hear, he was a bad dude. They throw dude in there. Especially when that person, that man, or that woman truly acted in a self-interested way without consideration of the harm that it would cause others. And sometimes it's worse. Sometimes people are out to harm others. It's what they do. It is what they enjoy. So what is good? Sometimes I think about it in terms of food.
It's amazing
how that gradation can happen. And just on an aside, food was one of the most difficult things I had to learn to not feel guilty about loving again. After my son killed himself
with something not good, something bad,
and for reasons that I would term not good reasons, I had a really hard time eating. I ate to respect my body, to care for
my vehicle,
my spaceship,
my ride.
Every bite of sustenance I took reminded me that he was no longer in this process. Process of learning, living, sleeping, changing, improving. Thinking, playing music.
Anyway,
good food
versus bad food.
On one side, you could put what you know good food to be, not what you want good food to be,
but what you know good food.
Nutrition. Not full of chemicals and poison.
Something to feed your child.
Presumably. Theoretically. Something not toxic. And something that the human body needs.
To function.
And therefore your emotional instrument.
Your mind.
I know some kids that all they eat is sugar.
Just constant sugar cereals.
Because they haven't been taught to
appreciate,
I don't know, not
crappy food,
not just having sugar thrown in front of them.
Makes them hyper.
I know their brains are not getting what they need. It's hard to watch, but they're not mine, so I can't do anything about it, really. It takes a little more effort to eat really well.
Not when you're in the habit of it.
I won't go into what I think good food is. Not so much. Except to say
the basics,
things that aren't
polluted,
either with
the way that they were grown
or the way that they are prepared. And I leave it up to you to decide what that is. But if, as you put that imaginary plate of good food in front of you, and it may not be the food that you want or that you were conditioned to gravitate towards,
out of expediency and flavor.
Although
nothing beats the flavor of the food that I make.
Nothing.
Shit.
And then on the other side, you put the bad food, all the way on the other side. Just put it over there, whatever that is. And I'm going to contend that you know what it is. Comes in a bag.
Don't care who you are. Shit.
Nobody's gonna feed you like you.
Nobody.
And I don't want to just be a downer, but when you think about it, good food and bad food
could have that gradation swinging in between.
Hey, that wasn't so bad.
We ate tonight. It was pretty good.
I know. And more importantly, your vehicle, your ride, knows.
But you know.
Because over time, it affects your performance.
But you know.
Your emotions, your sleep, your decisions, your self-opinion. A lot of stuff is dependent on what you eat.
But you know.
Eating is reconciling yourself with the earth. Because that's what it is. It comes out of the
earth.
Whatever it is you're eating. And whether or not it was processed through a factory or some
fryers or whatever.
You have to ask yourself,
what are the molecules in my body
saying about this?
Fuck it, I just like to eat this. Shut up.
But you know what I'm saying. So if there's good and bad food, could there also not be good and bad decisions? And what could those be? Well, like good food, a good decision might also be something that affirms the health of your future. Because a decision is something that you do.
That you
construct, valued with being. It's something that you say, I'm going to do this. Fuck it, I'm going to do this. I'm doing this. You do it because you want to do it. You do it because you want to do it. So a decision is something that says, my future is going to contain this history, this genesis, this little trampoline. I'm going to jump on this trampoline, and I'm going to bounce up. So a good decision
is benefiting you.
And not just you. You are not just you. You are everyone and everything. People only get into trouble when they isolate themselves.
Alienated.
So a good decision is something that is life-affirming, that will help you, that will enlighten you, lighten your way.
If you've got that option.
Long dark hallway, full of obstacles.
I'm gonna turn the light on.
What about a bad decision? Is it a judgment on my part or anyone's part? Because I'm nobody.
Is it a judgment?
We're animals.
But to analyze
and evaluate
a choice that you're going to make
based on whether or not
it is life-affirming
or life-denying,
I think that can really guide you.
Is what you're doing
causing harm
or causing help?
Is it making you stronger
or making you weaker?
Is it making you smarter?
Dumbing yourself down.
You really, really miss.
Forest.
I know I miss the forest.
I was just like blind, you know what I mean?
It's not shelter. It's cover.
It's cover. Shelter is a good thing.
Is something that you take to hide.
To not analyze. To not evaluate.
Something's worth.
Something's value.
I was just like blind, you know what I mean?
Like the quality, the value, and the worth of your choice.
It is almost innate.
It is innate.
It is part of our species to know this.
Just don't lie to yourself.
Don't waste your time
on this planet.
By lying to yourself.
All you're going
to
do is get yourself killed
and fuck up other people's happiness.
It's pretty basic.
I really don't know who I'm talking to.
If you're using,
I don't
think you'll stop.
And that sucks.
But if I could reach back in time,
I would ask my son
to reconsider,
to evaluate,
to think about it.
Fuck.
Using drugs is the most selfish activity.
Because you alienate yourself.
Wall yourself off.
You think that it's just you doing it.
And that you have
some sort of right
to spoil the soil.
That is you.
Like no one else is going to get sick from it.
That's what I'm saying here.
You're killing everybody
from that field.
If you're one of those people that just purely doesn't give a shit.
And you exist.
I've met you.
I've met sociopaths. I've met people that no matter how much you help them,
just fuck you over
with a smile. They like it.
They live with that.
They're evil and they suck.
If you're not one of those people,
Maybe.
The power of your mind.
It's not your heart.
Maybe.
Your heart just pumps blood.
It's your fucking mind.
That says,
yeah, this is bullshit.
This is hurting
everything and everyone.
It's hurting time.
Actual time is damaged.
Because the world needs you.
The world needed my son.
Future needed him.
He was the kind of person
that the world
and
needed.
And he deprived this world.
I was just like blind, you know what I mean?
It's hard to deal with. I feel shame.
People have told me, you don't need to feel ashamed.
You have nothing to be ashamed of.
And I tell them that they're wrong.
Shame is the state,
is the anguish
that we feel
by people seeing us in degraded circumstances.
That's what shame is.
And this is nothing
if not degraded circumstances.
What drugs turn you into is beneath you. It's beneath your nobility as a human being.
I was just like blind, you know what I mean?
Myself upset. There's no recovery.
That's why I'm doing this. Too bad. To reach across time.
To ask him.
Son, please reconsider. Really feel who you are. What you are. You're not an orphan. You're the source. You're an expression of the source. You are the source of everything. You're it. Don't know that. You don't want this future. You're making a bad decision. Not a good decision. Not a life-affirming decision, but a life-denying one. How good can those drugs be? Are they worth this? Annihilation? Are they worth that? Please.
I was just like blind.
I cannot tell you how many people were harmed by what my son chose to do.
Did he have a choice?
Did he have no choice?
Do drugs just turn us into
automatons?
Zombies?
I can't fight back against this?
What is it?
Is it just so good?
So fucking good being high on whatever shit you're using?
And I know you're nodding. Yeah, it's so
Fuck
good.
You.
I've already lost.
It's too late to be polite. Your decisions are victimizing people.
It's too late to be polite.
Your choices are not isolated to just inside your skin.
I've already lost.
It's too late to be polite.
Maybe you haven't. Along this idea of it being too late to be polite, I had to take on the burden, because that's what it was, the grim task of helping somebody die. This person was an alcoholic who had a family and was basically running a game, a drinking game, behind the scenes, a deep one,
a daily one.
Through the months, and he was dying,
approaching an inevitable end.
He was unwilling to take on the fact of the matter. And when we spoke about what was really going on,
not just be in straight denial about it.
He would just look at me bewildered, like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking
about you're standing in a room.
A destroyed room.
Up to your neck.
In pornography. Empty
bottles.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Toilet is broken.
It's too late to be blind.
I tried to tell him
that maybe
reach out to your children.
It's too late to be blind.
That they're important.
And that you don't want them to follow the same process.
The generational process.
That brought you to this. It's too late to be polite.
That brought you to this.
I don't know, man.
It was weird.
How can you not see it?
How can he not see it?
And all the while,
it's just blaming other people and other things.
It's clear to everybody else in this process.
I had to dance around the truth.
Because of politeness. Rather than say,
you did this
to yourself
by drinking and cheating yourself out of your own life
for the last 30 years.
You had a long fucking time
to redirect yourself. Many people warn you.
It's too late to be polite.
A lot of time to reflect on changing course because there
people
are
people that depend
and
on
just
you.
A better future. A better present.
I've never met a single alcoholic
who was truly happy when they were just drunk. A lot of alcoholics die in the hospital because
we're too polite.
And alcohol is very tricky to detox from. It's too late to be polite.
It's too late to be polite. Cause
a really
dark
scene.
It's too late to be polite.
What the fuck are you doing?
I hid behind the knowledge that other people had warned him.
They get away with it. They get away with it.
And then that person dying.
Biology.
Everybody around is freaking out.
And there's no solution to it.
Hell.
Your psyche is
pickled.
It cannot deal with truth. That it was his responsibility.
His fault.
Was he a good person?
I don't know.
I have a hard time.
I don't want to just be judgmental.
But it's too late to be polite.
It didn't matter
who he was.
It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who I am.
Or who my son was.
What matters is how you treat
yourself.
How you
revere yourself.
Why?
It's amazing shit.
I was polite.
I held his hand.
He did things
out of respect
for life itself.
For the sanctity of
and
life.
And it was too late for him.
Because I was too polite. And he didn't want to hear it. But it's too late.
For us to coddle each other.
We're all going to die anyway.
That's what I really experienced here, is we're all
going to have those few moments,
if we're lucky. Where we join everything that there is
and see
once and for all
that we're not separate,
that there's no ultimate authority,
there's no creator.
We are all the creators.
We're all the drama.
We're not even part of the drama. We are the drama. The life after death stuff is really offensive to me too.
When you see a person's dead body
who died from abusing themselves
and victimizing everybody around them,
there's no way to cheat this.
You're not going
to
get a new body on some other side of a curtain.
I personally think we all get thrown back into the
maelstrom,
the ocean of non-being.
I'll do another podcast on why I believe this.
What my revelations were.
It's too late to be polite. We have to be honest.
This is Mr. Nobody.
At my son's memorial, there were some people that worried that I was going to speak out in anger.
I was really angry.
Anger could be destructive, but it can also be constructive. But I modulated myself. I was polite.
comments about my son that were relatively neutral. But my daughter had the courage to get up on the podium. And the first words out of her mouth, while looking across the room of 400 people, was this is fucking bullshit.
I was just, like, blind, you know what I mean? I wasn't aware of my surroundings.